This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so here we are, part three. Kedushin Seinayim, Shmiri Seinayim, watching our eyes. We've spoken previously, in the previous two shiurim, mainly about how bad it is, how serious it is, you know, how bad the Torah looks at it, what it does to our neshama, what it does to our guf, what it does to our lives. Today I'd like to take it to a slightly different kivun, a little bit of a different direction, and speak about maybe a little bit more of the positive side. And we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, if we need another show after this, or this is the last one, or maybe we'll do another one, Mitzvah Hashem, next week. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, Yisborach. So number one like this. Many people, and I've heard this a few times, is they have this following claim. And that is, you know, I get this issue all the time. You know, it's so difficult for me. Every time I walk in the street, I have an issue. Every time I'm on the computer, or every time I'm searching the internet, or my phone, or whatever it is. I've heard so many times, you know, it's very, very difficult for me. Must be that I'm a very low-level person. Must be. It must be that I'm just, like, way down there. I'm obviously not one of these holy people. I'm obviously not one of these chosha people. Because look at me. I'm always falling. I'm always in the trap. I'm always having these issues. So a lot of people have this negativity about themselves based on the amount of times they fall in these inyonim and they, by mistake, look at the wrong thing, touch the screen on the wrong thing, and type the wrong thing, whatever it may be, right? So, I'd like to speak a little bit, a few moments, just about that. The answer to that is very, very simple. Never think that you're alone. Never for one moment think that you're a yochid, you're the only guy that has this issue. Because this is something that attacks and affects every single healthy person, man, in the universe, without any question whatsoever. In fact, as we'll point out soon, the emes is it has to be this way. This is how the Ribbono Shel Olam made the world. This is how the world was created and we were created. In a way that this would be an issue. In a way that things like this would come up. It's a teva, it's a nature that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in the world. And people often think, you know, this taiva, this pull, this attraction is something that's so possible. It's b'di'eved. It's such a bad thing. Why is it affecting me? Right, like somebody who's sitting here right now said to me, what's going on? This is killing us spiritually. Not physically, maybe also. But spiritually this is killing us. So what is it? The answer is poshut. This is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and created us. We were meant to be this way. I always give the following mashal. It's like electricity. You know, take, for example, a wire of electricity that's a very, very low voltage, right? If a person would touch it when it's live, it's not going to do anything terrible. They will give an electric shock, but it's not going to do anything wild. But on the other hand, just like it can't do so much bad, it also can't do so much good. Take, for example, electricity, which has thousands and thousands of volts that lights up an entire city. It can do so much good. Wow, it can light up the whole city. But on the other hand, it can also do a lot of bad as well. If Chas v'Shalom a person touches it in the wrong place. It's exactly the same thing here. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with an attraction between an ish and an isha, between a man and a woman. There's a natural attraction between man and woman that is meant to be there. It was put in the world to continue the world. And if we wouldn't have this koyach, if we wouldn't have this strength, this attraction between a man and a woman, the world wouldn't exist. It wouldn't continue. The Medrash tells us from the Gemara in Yuma that they were mevatel, they cancelled out the Yetzirah of Arayus. Imagine that. There was no Yetzirah in the world. For a man, for a woman, or anything similar to that. There was nothing. No Yetzirah, no taiva, no physical pull, nothing. And you know what happened, the Gemara says? Not one chicken was born. Not one egg was born. Because nobody was interested, so they cancelled it completely. They wrote it back to existence. Why? Because we have to realize that the koyach is there, it was put in the world for a reason. And if you use it correctly, then it will be okay. If you use this, Be'ez Hashem, for those that are married, for those that will get married, you use it in the right way, it's so powerful. It's so much strength, it's so beautiful. But it's got so much power, it's got the other side of the scale also. Which means it's very, very dangerous as well. Now, Lamaisa, I have to think of something else as well, also very, very important. People often think, why am I tested? You know, why is it? Why? When I walk on the street, I have an issue with my eyes. When I'm holding my phone or on the computer, I have an issue with what I'm going to do next. Why is it? What's the pshat? So do you think for one moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you a test to trip you up? You know, God is in Shemayim and he's thinking, all right, let's get him, boys. You know, that's what it's all about? Nah, I don't think so. That's not the pshat. That's not what it's all about. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem gives you a trial. He gives you a nesoyon, a test, for a reason. What's that reason? I want to tell you a Ramban. It's a mind-boggling Ramban. And this is something you have to walk on the street. And this is something you have to hold your phone and go on your computer knowing this Ramban. The Ramban in Bereishis, Perich of Beis, tells us a wonderful thing. Says the Ramban on the Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, V'olikhim, Nisas Avraham, we know that Avraham Avinu was subject to 10 unbelievably difficult nisyonos tests that nobody else was subject to, right? And we're reaping the rewards from those tests, from the fact that he succeeded in those tests, Ad Hayom Hazeh, until this day. Says the Ramban, why? Why was Avraham Avinu given these tests? What was the reason for it? Says the Ramban, you know why? It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to grow. Every single time that you have a test, that something comes your way that you know you shouldn't look at, and you know if you do look at it, it will cause problems. Or you get your way and you think to yourself, oh, if I just type this in, you know? It's an assignment, it's a test. What is it there for? To trip you up? To push you down? To get you low onto the ground? Oh, no. Says the Ramban, it's there for one reason, and that is to give you an opportunity to grow. And you have a chance at that moment to either take the opportunity or miss out on the opportunity. But that's your choice. Your choice is going to have to be, based on what we've said until now, realizing how serious it actually is, that at the end of the day, this is something so important that it's an opportunity for you to grow. And either you do, or you don't grow. That depends on you. In fact, the word Nisoyin, Rashi tells us in Shemois, is actually Nisoyin Eschem Legadel Eschem Ba'olam. The word Nisoyin is to build a person up, is to make you grow, is to make you better. That's what a Nisoyin actually is. The Lashon of Nisoyin is raising up, it raises you, it's an opportunity. So every single time you're faced with an opportunity, Rabbi Isai, take the opportunity. Because there's a time that you can raise up. And you have to know something even more than that. If you think that you have a more difficult time than anybody else, as we said before, by the way, that's not true. Everybody has this issue. They may look on the outside that they don't have this issue, but they all have the same issue. Some may be higher, some may be lower, but everybody has the same issue. As we mentioned before, it's the nature that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and created a human being in. So don't think for one minute, you're the guy, oh, I've got it really bad. You have to know, come on, I'm crazy about these things. Oh no, everybody's in the same situation. Maybe some higher, maybe some lower. But no one thing, and this is important to know, that if you feel you have this stronger than anybody else, do you know what it means? It means that the Yetzer Hara realizes what a person you could be. The Yetzer Hara realizes what a person you could become. He realizes how high you could go, and he fights with you more than anybody else. We brought last time, if you remember, a Medrash. The Medrash was telling us about a tzaddik that never did an Aveira. And the Yetzer Hara got permission from the Ribbono Shel Olam to come down and dress up as a woman that has never been so beautiful in the world and try to attack him. And you'll ask a question, why him? Why him? The answer is simple. Because he was on such a high level, there was so much at stake, the Yetzer Hara says, I'm going to try my best. Therefore, if you feel at any point in your life that this is an issue which is so difficult, it's so hard, it's so powerful, know that the Yetzer Hara realizes your potential. He knows what you could become. He knows what's lying beneath the surface. And he's trying his hardest to fight, to fight, to fight, because that's his only way. That's the Yetzer Hara's way. That's the Yetzer Hara's way. The Chofetz Chaim writes, the Mashiach, and the time right before Mashiach is going to come, which we know is basically this time now. We hope it's going to be Mitzvah Shem today, but we know that we're living in a time right before Mashiach. The Chofetz Chaim says the Muhammad with the Yetzer Hara only gets stronger. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara realizes, as we know, we know that the end of times, the Gemara in Sukkah, that we know the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take the Yetzer Hara and is going to shecht him. And the Yetzer Hara knows that it's all over in a few moments. What do you do if you're in a war? If you're fighting a battle and you know that in any moment you're going to lose the battle, they're overpowering you, it's coming too much, there's too many of our guys falling down, what are we going to do? There's only one thing you do, and that you fight. And you fight with everything that you've got. And that's exactly what the Yetzer Hara does. The Yetzer Hara realizes he's holding at the end now. He's about to be shechted. It's all over. I'm going to fight till the bitter end. And he fights. Oh boy, he fights. He's put it on every billboard. He's put it on every phone, in every computer. It's on every street, wherever you go. There's going to be this Yetzer Hara. And the reason, said the Chofetz Chaim, is because we're at the end. It's right now. This is the trial. This is the time. This is the test. This is your opportunity, Rabbi Yisai. So if a person realizes what's at stake, and he realizes what he's dealing with, and he remembers what we said right in the beginning, it's about salty water. It's about an empty balloon that you pop and you get a bunch of hot air. It doesn't fulfill any of your actual wants or desires. It's just a bunch of nothing, which you realize afterwards is nothing. That's number one. And number two, you realize that if the Yetzer Hara is attacking you, he's attacking you because he knows what you could be. He realizes that at the moment that you're going to be fall down, he's got you under his clutch. And that's exactly what he's trying with. Tzadik HaKohen famously once said, we all know this, that if a person wants to know why he was created, every person wants to know, the Svasema says it as well, why were we created in this world? What are we doing here? Everybody wants to know, what was our purpose? We'd love to wake up in the morning with a piece of paper next to our bed saying, all right, your purpose today is this, this, and this. It would be great. We would know that. Everything would be amazing. We'd know what to do with our lives. But it's not that way. We don't know why we're here. But one thing we do know, says Reb Tzadik, if you feel a pull for something more than anything else, then know that that's very possibly the reason why you were sent down to this world. It could be that this is your Gilgal 14 times, and you've just come to fix this. And you fix this, you go up there, and everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be amazing. The Vilna Gaon says the whole purpose of creation, the whole purpose of creation is to fix up that which we were created for, something which we're missing, something which we're doing wrong. And if it's this, Rabbi, so let's fix it up. The Chofetz Chaim says an amazing thing. The Chofetz Chaim is a sefer, Ma'or Eine Yisrael, Chelek Aleph, Omud 175. He says as follows, you know how many people say, you know, if only I was created differently, if I didn't have such a Yetzer Hara, and I didn't grow up this way, and I didn't look at this, and I didn't have this, and my upbringing, and my family, my environment, my surroundings, my school, my teachers, everything's it. And if, I would be a better person, and I wouldn't have all these issues. No, says the Chofetz Chaim, Loshen, right? Pasuk in the Torah. Hamokoyim sha'ata oymed olov admas kodeshu, the place that you're standing on right now is holy. The place that you are, the situation you're in with everything that's carrying with it, the way you brought up, whatever you saw, whatever you went through, wherever you're holding now, it's holy. Because it's given to you as your personal package to work with. And we have to work with it. But if we realize and we come to the realization that everybody's in the same boat, we're not only a yochid, we're not an individual, but we have to try. If we try our best, we have no idea the schar. In fact, listen to this, Rabbi Isai. A couple once came to Rabbi Abu Chatzira, and they had a son. They were originally from London, and the son got taken. He was kidnapped, and they had no idea the whereabouts of this child. Absolutely no idea. And the police were involved, and the FBI. It was a crazy situation, but nobody knew where he was. And it was weeks and weeks later. Somebody said, "Go to Rabbi Abu Chatzira." So they went to the Mekubal, and the Mekubal said, "Hold on a minute." At first, he didn't want to answer them, but then he said, "All right, with Pekuach Nefesh, I have to answer." He took a piece of paper, he took a pen, and he started to draw, little bit by little bit, the building with all buildings around. And he said, "You see that building over there, that tall building? On the fifth floor, that's where your son is being held captive." And he said, "Rebbe, how do you know that? Have you been to London?" "I haven't been to London." "But the eyes. And when they would ask him for a scholar for Yiras Shamayim, you know, people are always looking for scholars to become better, to become higher. What is it? He would say simply, "Scholar of a Shmiras Einayim, a Shmiras HaPeh." If you watch your eyes and you watch what comes out of your mouth, you have no idea the heights that you can reach. Rav Aaron Roth in a sefer called Shomer Emunim writes that if a person is confronted with something that he knows he shouldn't be looking at and he turns away and he decides not to look, at that moment, you get a reward. You're on the level of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Your tefillah at that moment can go straight to Kisei HaKavod. You have no idea what that can accomplish. And it's that moment, the moment when you turn away and say, no, I'm not going to do it. For the sake of who knows what, whether it's Gan Eden, whether it's Gehenim, whether it's wife and kids, I don't care. But you turn away and you say, I'm not interested. At that moment, you have a siyata d'shmaya to daven for anything that you want. And it reaches the highest, highest level of shamayim. It's the most unbelievable thing, Rabbi Yisai. We have to realize, we have to take it in. Let me tell you something else as well. Mind-boggling. The Shemesh Shmuel writes, such a scary thing, says the Shemesh Shmuel, that there's two ways for a person to become a tzaddik. Two ways. How to become a tzaddik? Number one, years and years of toil, years of trying, of learning and working on perfecting your midas and everything else, real, real work. But there's another way, says the Shemesh Shmuel, to become a tzaddik. And that, says the Shemesh Shmuel, is a quick, easy shortcut. What's the shortcut to become a tzaddik? Says the Shemesh Shmuel, if you're in a matziv of tumah, if you're in a matziv surrounded by or about to look at something which is so low, which is so bad, which should never be looked at, and at that moment you turn away and you go to the good side, you go to the tohor side, the pure side, and you leave the tomei, says the Shemesh Shmuel, you get at that moment all of the nitzotzis of the tumah, and you can imagine how much tumah there is in any ri'ah surah, and anything wrong that shouldn't be seen. There's so much tumah there. All of that tumah you get in the kedusha side, and you can become a tzaddik b'shar achas in one moment. Says the Shemesh Shmuel. You know what that means? You know what that means? That means you have an opportunity. And don't think it's not easy. It is maybe, it's easier than if you realize what's at stake, if you realize how much it is that I can gain from it. And if you only try, the Rabbein Yisraelim sees it. Don't think for 1 minute that, you know, it always happens to me. What can I do? I keep on falling. I keep on trying. It doesn't work. I keep on trying. It doesn't work. Oh no. If the Rabbein Yisraelim sees that, you try. If the Rabbein Yisraelim sees that you put in a little bit of effort, that little bit of effort to try and look, not look, to try maybe not look now, say maybe I'll do it later, the Eitz Hara can't cope with that. Everything has to be now, 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 now. Don't think. Just do it now, and you say, you know what, I'll do it in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Do it in 10 minutes. You've no idea what you could do to the Eitz Hara. And the Siyata Dishmai that you get at that moment just by trying, the Rabbanu Shalom sees. And he says, ah, look at my eye, look at my precious child. He's just trying. A parent sees his child trying and he doesn't manage. Who cares if he manages or doesn't manage? But I see my little kinder, he's trying. The Rabbein Shem looks down from Shemaim and he sees us trying. He sees us trying our best. We may fall and we may continue to fall. But if we don't try, we'll never get there. And it's about trying. And when we next time are confronted with something, we have to realize, we have to take into consideration what's at stake. It's a test for ourselves. The Yetzirah is coming to you just for a moment, just before you're about to raise yourself up and go on a higher level, more Kedusha. He says, let's get him now. Get him down. At that moment, say, no, I'm not interested. Ooh, you have no idea what's going on. But boys, it's about trying. One last thing, we'll end with this. We have to also realize something else. Us Yidden, us Jews, are on a higher level. We're on a higher level. We're on a higher madrega. We've got bigger expectations as well. We know the Pasuk tells us that we're going to be carried al kanfei nesher, and what's a nesher? Right? Say Chazal, that an eagle is the highest bird, it's the highest flying animal. That's Klal Yisrael, that's us. We're the highest flying animal. In fact, I once heard a beautiful moshul from Reb Chaim Kaufman, that Salvin Gate said, he once said a wonderful thing. He said, you know, there was once an eagle, and the eagle was hungry. So he figures, you know what, I see a garbage dump down there on the street, I'm going to go and peck and see if I find some food. So he goes over there, and he starts pecking for some food, and he meets over there a chicken. And the chicken says, wow, Adoni HaMelech, the king of all animals, the eagle, you and me, we're in the same garbage dump. That's unbelievable. And the eagle's thinking, hey, you're right, shouldn't be here. So he starts flying up to the top of the roof of the garbage dump. He figures, you know, I'll wait for the chicken to go. When the chicken goes, oh, you know, I'll step in and try and get some food. So the chicken comes out the garbage dump and he looks above and he sees on the roof there, beyond, lo and behold, is the eagle. So, you know, a chicken can't fly, but he can flap and he can move and he can get whatever. He manages to get to the top of the roof there. And he says, Adoni HaMelech, king of all animals, you and me on the same roof. How unbelievable. And the eagle just flies higher and higher. Why? Because he realizes that's not his place. His place is not meant to be down in the garbage dump. His place is not meant to be down with chickens and low animals. Rabbi Yisai, Klal Yisrael on a higher level than anyone else. There's more expected of us. What are we doing pecking in the garbage dumps when we go on the street? pecking on the garbage dumpster, we go on our phones or our computers, that's what it's all about. No! Let's realize that Klal Yisrael have more at stake. There's more expected of us. And Be'ez Hashem, when we actually try and we do our best to become the best person that we can be and stay away from those things that make harm to us, not only will we have a place in Olam Haba, not only will our tefillahs go straight up to Kisei HaKovod, not only will our marriages be better, more solid, happier marriages, but all the brachas that come from a person that just tries to become a better person, that just tries to watch his eyes, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us a lot of siyata dishmaya to overcome these nisyonos, to realize it's natural, it's okay, it's not possible, it's not b'diyaved, it's okay, it's expected, it was put into the world as a creation. And when we realize that, we'll try our best, we'll try to become the best person we can be, and Be'ez Hashem will be zoicha to have siyata dishmaya, that the Yitzhar over here will be taken away from us. Shkoyach HaGid B'Kwa B'Yisayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.